Blog Talk Radio.
I was chilling at the crib one day. My mind started to find the time to ache. I tried to unwind, find a solution alone, but the green kept calling me up on the phone. It said, dice some kush, ready to ease your pain. So I split the blunt down, thumbnails on the vein. I filled up the wrap with that splendid HC, and I'm so fucking high, I just forgot the tea. It's tea time, THC time. Rip you up to feed my family off that green spine. Off the green spine, seeing things not in front of me. Anything can occur off peyote in that apple tree. I'm not just cattle beef, I'm Grey Bay Angus. 357 John Wayne, I blow your feet out through your anus. I bang dust, create the golem. I just might necromancer, teach it how to be a felon. It'll be dwelling, no sleep for the wicked. No brains up on their shoulders, no heart to keep it from ticking. It's not a chicken, it's a beast of expanded shell. Peep my feet and thicken, so thick that you can really tell. And I'ma tell you a little something. When I baked up off that hash, all I can think about's the oven. Soon I'll be grubbing off your cheek meat and forearm. A little chewy for the normal, but I'm past that farm yarn. I sing my songs, but I get hungry too. It's tea time, THC time, that diggity voodoo. I was chilling at the crib one day. My mind started to find the time to ache. I tried to unwind, find a solution alone, but the green kept calling me up on the phone. It said, dice some kush, ready to ease your pain. So I split the blunt down, thumbnails on the vein. I filled up the wrap with that splendid HC, and I'm so fucking high, I just forgot the tea.
Of the lyrical concoctions, the syllables that break the rules and cut you when I'm talking.
breaking down. 190 proof ether to break them down. A few weeks, then add a pound. A few more days and add to keep that frown. And now we found tight, sealed into the darkness. Rotting for about 3 more weeks like a carcass. To bring it to the light again, drop it to the boiling. Torching if the solder in and separate the deposits in. 2, that has 2 times to spin. A pillow for your feet when you're within the cloud again. Do or die, we in this to the end. It's been too long, be too strong, we crack it like a whip.
It doesn't really matter which day that I've been. How you earned your living or you raise your kids. Long time ago, it's up to all these days. But you can't deceive. It doesn't really matter which day that I've been. How you earned your living or you raise your kids.
What's facilitating? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby, King 1033 South C. That's me. You did. This is Femo Nation Forever Radio, man. Jerking 101, Volume 35. We got Dice, man. That's right. Artist, CEO, and distribution manager, man. Dice of GT Digital Deeper Entertainment. And he already on the line, man. So we going to get that in. Appreciate everybody that's been tuning in. Everybody that's been checking out the shows, man, and big salute to everybody that's been going hitting them replays and running them replays up, man. We appreciate y'all. Much love, man. We're seeing a lot of traction, a lot of jerking going on, a lot of consistent listeners and a lot of new listeners reaching a whole lot of different places. Big shout out to Paraguay. Paraguay came on, man, so now they are part of the Jerkaholic Nation as well. So big shout out to them, man. Big shout out to everybody, to all the countries outside of the United States that jerk with us and jerk with us on a consistent level, man. Now, this interview session, man, this session right here is one that's been in the making, man, been in the making. I'm excited for it to be here, man. I'm excited to get it on. Y'all done heard Dice come on the show before. You done heard him speak. You done heard him supporting. You done heard all that. You done heard his music, too. So this session right here, man, we get to find out, let y'all find out about Dice, man, a little bit of the background story on him, man, some of the current, and just some of the insight that he possesses, man, just some of the insight that he possesses and the knowledge. And you never know, for artists, if you tuned in, you might learn something, man. Ain't no mic, you're going to learn something, man, because the man know what he's talking about. So make sure you strap in and you pay attention. Now, I'm going to stop y'all up, man. You know we bring them right, man. The first song's right there. Those was Dice, man. Big shout out to Dice. He on the line. I'm going to spin another one for you, and then we're going to get this interview session up and going. You dig? We're going to get it up and going, man. And I got to say, this one right here, cool track, man. I was listening to it the other day. I rock with it, man. I like the track, man. All the submissions from Deeper Entertainment all go hard. I got to say that. Big shout out to every last artist, man, whose music was submitted. Because they all got great music, man. They got their own styles, their own sounds, man. And they all unique. But big shout out to them all. All right, let's get it, man. We're going to get off into this one right here. This is I Lost It by Dice. Y'all ready? Let's go.
One day, my mind started to find the time to ache. I tried to unwind, find a solution alone, but the green kept calling me up on the phone. It said, dice some kush, ready to ease your pain. So I split the blunt down, thumbnails on the vein. I filled up the rap with that splendid HC, and I'm so fucking high, I just forgot the tea. It's tea time, THC time. You up to feed my family off that green spine. Off the green spine, seeing things not in front of me. Anything can occur off peyote in that apple tree. I'm not just cattle beef, I'm grade A Angus. 357 John Wayne, I blow your feet out through your anus. I bang dust, create the golem. I just might necromance and teach it how to be a felon. It'll be dwelling, no sleep for the wicked. No brains up on their shoulders, no heart to keep it from ticking. It's not a chicken, it's a beast of expanded shell. Pete, my feet been thickened, so thick that you can really tell. And I'ma tell you a little something. But I baked up off that hash, all
all I can think about's the oven. Soon I'll be grubbing off your cheek meat and forearm. A little chewy for the normal, but I'm past that far and beyond. I sing my songs, but I get hungry too. It's tea time, THC time, that diggity voodoo. I was chilling at the crib one day. My mind started to find the time to ache. I tried to unwind, find a solution alone, but the green kept calling me up on the phone. It said, dice some kush, ready to ease your pain. So I split the blunt down, thumbnails on the vein. I filled up the rap with that splendid HC, and I'm so fucking high, I just forgot the tea.
I had to give it to y'all again, man. That was right there, that vibe and everything, man. Let's go ahead. We got to bring Dice on right now, man. Dice, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this evening?
And I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much for having me and joining up in and get to discuss things with the FAMO Nation. We appreciate it.
Man, we appreciate you. It's an honor, man. I had to play that Lost. I lost it again, man, because that song right there, man, I've been stuck on that one there, too. The vibe, the lyrics, and everything, you know, it's one of them songs, man, that just, you know what I mean, got a nice tempo, man. It ain't like just headbanging crazy, but it's right where it should be, and it brings that energy that's very different, man. And then what you was talking about in there, I can relate to that as well, though. But, yeah, that I lost it, man, I definitely got to keep that one in rotation.
Yeah, I was just chilling one day, actually losing my mind, you know, as a writer. You know, my hats are different these days, but when I was doing a lot of writing and thinking about things, that's just one of the ways I felt like I can express myself and try to relate with other people, you know. It's not necessarily a good thing 8-9 years ago to be smoking a bunch of weed all the time, but that just seems to be what I was doing at the time, you know. Kind of what that story was about, is trying to avoid that kind of situation. And as I'm doing my own kind of meditating and trying to learn and mature as a human, that's what was always in my head. Just go ahead and light up the blunt, man. You'll be all right, you know. I had to get it out of my head, so I put it down on that music right there. So I appreciate it. That's great.
Straight up, man. So let's do this, man. Go ahead and let them know, man, where you're hailing from, and just give them a little bit of background on who you are.
Okay. Like I said, I appreciate the time with your network. It's huge. There's a lot of listeners, so I'm going to try to keep it short and simple. I'm currently dealing. My son just had a tonsillectomy and surgery, so I got to kind of in and out sometimes.
Okay, we got you.
Okay.
And I tell you, it's a lot of respect for you for that. And if you as a father, too, and I forgot to let me tell you, happy early Father's Day to you as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you, too, man. All right, that's taken care of. I apologize for that. He should already know that we're dealing with this stuff. Okay, so honestly, with all the listeners and how a market is in this globe we call Earth, it's really just really hard to get the word out on anything, let alone music. Yeah. So with the FAMO Nation, you guys touch the entire globe. I got some people in London that called me up and said, hey, have you ever heard that FAMO Nation? And I was like, wow, it's amazing that you've heard it yourself. So I was already down. So I know the audience is big, and I just want to come on here and be honest and let everybody know what we do. And so currently I bought a business license about 15 years ago, and I started an independent label and learned that the independent label isn't needed in this industry anymore. We're all independent artists, and we write our own scriptures and our own chapters to our own book. So a label isn't really needed. What is needed, though, is a bridge between independent artists or creators and major distribution, okay? And I believe that one wholeheartedly that up until recently, I would say 5, maybe 8 years, the major distributors have dominated the global market when it comes to creations.
Yes, sir.
So I took a personal battle in about 15, 16 years ago. I did whatever I needed to do to get myself right with a business license, an e-commerce license, get registered with the IRS so that I can begin learning how to start a business. And when I started the business, there wasn't a lot of cell phone activity. The flip phones were out. Google was just starting to take off. Things were switching from Web 1 to Web 2. ChaCha.com was hot, where you can type in and ask live humans text answers and such. And now we're, you know, moving out the way so AI can take over the world, right? In the meantime, the whole process, I was trying to learn how to get my own music out as an upcoming hip-hop artist. I've performed I went to London and performed. I performed all over the United States, little shows, a couple big shows, a couple opening shows, no big national acts, no big national touring. And I felt like that's because the majors controlled all that. And no matter what you did, somebody wanted between $5,000 and $20,000 just to get somewhere. And, you know, a bunch of years ago, it was a little bit harder to get $10,000 than it is today. So we went a different route. We started stomping out the independent scene and trying to figure out the things that we needed. And we built a family, Deeper Entertainment. We started in 2008. You know, we found the FAMO Nation or Chop On It Network through Number One Music, which is another website. And we have connections into Wichita or the 316 with Mr. Clyde Williams. Shout out to him and the FM 95 out there in Wichita. It just happened to be, you know, really, really interested in Chop On It's mission statement, what you were doing a bunch of a decade ago. And so we've always wanted to be part of that. And so here we are. This is my personal first interview. I did do a red carpet interview a couple years ago during COVID for Jekyll Hyde Productions out of Colorado Springs, but this is officially my first interview. So I wanted to give it to you. And what I'd like to do the most is just let the people aware all genres of music for GT Digital Deeper Entertainment. What we are is we are a major distributor for Empire Records out of San Francisco, California. And I could go into detail about how we became that, but I'll just say that we got our vendor's license and we're moving forward rather quickly, and we can supply product or creations or your music from any genre, DJ, band, rock and roll, jazz, classical, you name it. We can put it to every DSP in the world through Empire Distribution. So we decided to create basically a full-service distributor. And what we mean by that is we have a slew of services that we have built throughout the years that we're qualified for, have people qualified for, marketing, you know, shows, event hosting, booking, management. We offer all those services through our distribution on top of the distribution itself. Here's a short example. A lot of artists these days are jumping on DistroKid, CD Baby, something along those lines. They jump into the DSPs. They get to choose a few, up to 15 or 20, depending on how much you want to pay your annual fee or how much you want to pay, basically. Then once you get through that process, you kind of put your music and upload it with the rest of everybody in the world today, which is about a good 50 to 100,000 songs a day into the fish tank of music, right? And so without a major distributor, or if you're having a third-party distributor represent you, such as McGrew, who I invited Nick from McGrew. He is an A&R, AR from McGrew, who's tuned in tonight to listen to this. He can also help you out with distribution. We've also got representatives out of Boost Mobile or Boost Records out of Atlanta listening in tonight. So we've got some other A&Rs from other companies listening to how we do business. And the reason why they're interested in the way we do business is because they've taught us that through a third-party distributor, you're going to get less than dealing with a direct distributor. So that's why we come along. We decided that we will take our direct distribution license and work with independent artists because the majors are already taken care of. So there's no bridge and there's no teachings and there's no education about the way to move forward through a digital industry that has changed so quickly. So we put ourselves out there, and for about 3 years, we built a foundation, you know, just to run some current numbers. We work from Ghana. We work from Nigeria, London, all over the United States. We got artists putting in submissions for distribution. There is a process. We're fully guaranteed contract. You need to go through the process. If you wanted to talk about distribution or get more information outside of this interview, you can reach out to us at deeperentertainment@hotmail.com by email with the subject line as distribution, or you can visit our website at deeperentertainment.com. Kind of gives you all the information there. There's some samples. Our website's being built a little bit better. It's a basic landing page currently, but here pretty soon it'll launch a little bit better. But back to the history of it is we're offering all the services that you can find online. We'll keep it short and keep our listeners interested in what we're talking about. But let's just give an example. P. Dicey or Emmanuel Deru from Nigeria put in his submissions about 4 years ago. We've currently paid him a close to $4,000 in royalties. And then he's made some current deals and moving on. So we were a stepping stone. We created some royalty movement, some market for him, and then gained some attention, put together an EPK, and presented him to another record label. So we're not currently a label. We're just a distributor, a full-service distributor.
I hope y'all paying attention. All y'all are paying attention and tuned in right now, man. Soak up all of this and make sure you take notes. My bad, Doc. Go ahead, Doc.
I was just going to say an example of what full service means. Like, let's just go back to DistroKid. I'll pick on them throughout this interview. We'll just keep it easy. DistroKid takes your payment, does your uploads. It tells you, you know, it does the same thing everything else does. It AIs your copyrights. It makes sure that you got all your rights and correct. Your graphics are correct and such. But it's all AI generated. There's no human at the end that's going to talk to you. So if you have questions, my friend from Jekyll Productions in Colorado Springs has been working with DistroKid for 16 years, sir. 16 years. That's a solid artist loyal to his distributor who has not paid 1 cent to him in 16 years. So he requested his royalty reports and about 3 months later got his royalty reports that show that he should have been paid by DistroKid. So there's a big old ongoing deal there, okay? And you see, that kind of stuff don't happen with us because we're full service. You just call our company direct. You don't worry about the emails. We deal with things right now. So if you wanted a royalty report, we print it for you right now. If you want direct marketing, we either do the marketing for you or we set you up with a marketer that we, you know, we give advice, basically. We can give you the water, but if you want to drink it or if you want to be thirsty, that's really up to them. You see what I'm saying? Because in this world, we are independent. And about 95% of the companies that claim you get to keep your independence, you know, they're not letting you keep your independence. There's too much for you to do. So with our services, you have so many options. You make your own choice. And then if you would like further education, we could set that up really easy. We do have paid tiered marketing. We have services that you can pay for. We have free services. We could set you up with label ARs. We can help you develop from rookie to professional. We could do a lot of different things for a lot of different people, and one of them is to connect them with the Famo Nation, you know. And you guys don't need any help. But that's one of the first things we ask an artist: how much time do you have on a microphone? You know, are you prepared to answer questions to your fans? And if you are, would you like an interview with the Famo Nation? We automatically, you know, refer you to these people because you're a great connection, and if they really want to work, so do you. You know?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Man, I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's kind of a little bit about it. That's just a little bit. There's a lot of information online. You know, I probably emailed 1,500 people today, so we're going to have a lot of noise about this. And then for those who don't tune in, Famo Nation does a real good job of streaming their podcasts. They're live all the time. And then we're going to post it out too and reshare it. So some people, you know, it's a fast world these days. Not everybody's got a lot of time, you know.
Right. And that's more and more too what I'm learning as well. And others that I've talked to you about the speed of what things is now, man. And you said a tremendous, a lot, just even that short period of time, of valuable information, man, powerful information. Because, you know, we deal with so many artists, and one of the main things, distribution, you know, and you remember when it was tapes, and then it was CDs, and now some artists are trying to figure out, you know, the conversion between that and now getting with the digital and the different platforms, or some of them are confused about what distribution actually is for them. And I know you know this and we know this, but could you just go ahead and let them know what that distribution is, just in case they missed it, what distributing their product of distribution for them actually means for them?
I get quite a bit of confusion as well, honestly. As I said, we offer law services, so sometimes, especially overseas, we work with a few artists and they get confused when it comes to what distribution actually means. So honestly, let's just give a real short definition. Distribution is our company will proudly take your product and put it in a global store. A DSP is a digital service provider. Example, YouTube Music, Spotify, Pandora. People don't know, though, is that outside of the United States, there's more listeners outside of the United States than there is inside the United States. So as we're marketed and media tricked into dealing with ourselves, there are, like, you know, your company really represents it very well. The country India is the most populous country in the world. And if 1%, if 1% of 400 million people listen to any music, there you go. 1% of 400 million people, and that's just one country. So one thing our distribution does is we can deliver your product to all these DSPs, all the digital storefronts. Everything you see and can imagine, make one up, and we'll make sure we're in it next week. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. Go ahead and make one up, and I'll put the music in it. You know what I'm saying? So the key to that, though, is this. In my day, bro, and in your day, right? In your day and my day, we had to put our music on a disc, take it into a meeting, and ask for permission to put it in a storefront such as Walmart or Hastings or anything. And it had to go through a rigorous check, just like a felon. Okay. That's how music, you know, it just was so hard to get into a store. Well, do you know, just because it's a digital song doesn't mean we can't put it on a vinyl record. We can put any of the music that you want on vinyl. We can put merchandise. We can put it on tape. We can do 45s. I don't know if half the listeners even know what a 45 is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
we taking it back.
Yeah, and so there's so much that we do, and the key for us is that we do it at no charge. Let me repeat that. No charge. Zero charge. And go ahead and check the references. You know, when people apply for stuff, they want to see references. You know, they go in. So go ahead and speak to every single artist we've dealt with from day one since 2019, when we put our license in motion as a distributor. Go ahead and have anyone listening can reach out to any one of the artists from Stockton, California, from Ghana, from Nigeria, from London, Ohio, Boston, Texas, South Dakota. Let's see, where else do we got? I mean, we're just all over Florida, Michigan, you know, just everywhere. And so all these guys will tell you we have never charged one penny. Not one penny, and there's extra work that needs to be done during distribution, such as your copyrights need to be correct, your production paperwork with your producers, you know, with your actual engineers need to be proper. Just sliding a song up through DistroKid don't do a lot. Let's just talk about that real quick. I'm sorry if I'm running off, but okay. I want to tell you something. Let's just do real quick numbers for the audience, all right? We'll use Spotify because everybody loves Spotify, okay? So Spotify is actually the second most listened to DSP in the globe right now, second at 37%. Double the second place is YouTube Music at 67% listening. So 67% of the world's listeners use YouTube Music, and then the very next one, not even close at 37%, is Spotify. So Spotify pays out a little bit above 0.0001 penny per spin. And a spin consists of about 5 seconds of play. It has to be a consistent 5 seconds of play. Okay? So everybody's trying to figure out this formula, like how can we do that? Well, we've just happened to figure it out, my friend. And as soon as you're ready for it, I'm going to give that gem away on this show tonight. And then everybody's going to be mad at Mr. Sainer because I'm going to give it away.
Uh-oh.
But let's get back to the numbers. So you put your song up in DistroKid. There's absolutely nobody backing you up. You got yourself and whoever your team is, your street team, your people you think is on your team, and all your friends and your family and everybody, and you're on DistroKid, and you put your song out, and you're proud, and you get about 100,000 spins, and oh my gosh, we're going crazy. And that equals about $11. Not even that. It's like $1.11 for 100,000 pure unique spins. You know what I'm saying? And so artists are confused that they believe just because they're independent and they made the choice to pay the $15 or $25 to go up through a DistroKid because they're independent. Now what? Now what? That's the key. Now what? You still have to market. You still have to get your product out there. They're not doing that for you. DistroKid is not doing that for you, but we do that for you. We've generated in 4 years 186 unique million streams. That's in 4 years with not a lot of marketing behind our company. It's because we've been in the building phases, as you know, sir. We're launching this year, though. We're doing pretty aggressive moves. But we've been quietly, without marketing, building our uniques. Because if you're listening and you're an artist, a band, DJ, a producer, or an engineer, you should know that it's the unique listener that matters. It's the one guy out of 10 that likes your social media page, that puts your song in a playlist, that really likes your music and relates to your emotion and hears your story and applies it to their life. The other 9 people don't care. All they talking about is, I like this page, but they don't even know how to spell your name. You know what I'm saying? And so it's the unique listeners we're after. If we race to 5,000 likes, you're going to win because I want the real ones. I don't want just a race to the big numbers. I want that real person to tell me exactly what they want me to write about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we try to teach all this in one huge package. It's a big, big lit. You gave us a real respectful interview last week with an artist we're developing called Mr. Guy Hurd out of San Diego, California. He could tell you all about it. He started doing good, and he's doing excellent now. and he's taken direction. He's dealt with our distribution for about a year, and it's really helping the young man out become something closer to what he believed was going to happen. But there was a lot of things he learned he had no idea about. And that's what we're trying to do, the same thing you're trying to do. Teach your audience about hard work ethic, and that's what we're teaching our audience, and that's what we're teaching the artists we deal with and all the producers and anybody we mess with, our local businesses, our national business sponsors, anybody. We all believe the same thing.
And that's key, too, for artists, especially for a lot of artists. And, you know, you've heard me speak about this, too, and I'm glad that you said it as well. This is a stage that you're going to have to cross, and if these things have not been on your mind, this is a good time for you to get serious and start looking at these things, because if you're serious about your career, you're serious about what you're doing, these are steps, man, that you can't jump over. I mean, you're not going to get around having to do some of these things, so why not go ahead and learn now? Or putting yourself in alignment for what you after. And you might have to contact this person so you can find out some information. Or you might have to sit down and read something. But like Dice is telling you, man, it is actual things out there that can help you elevate and push you along the line of where you're trying to go. And that's up, and that's, you know, to be the best you can be or whatever you after. And some of the stuff that we do as artists and out here is not really pushing us to do that, kind of keeping us stagnant, because, like you were saying, a lot of them just don't know the information or maybe confused. It's okay to ask, but it is people out here, it is companies out here, and it's situations and opportunities that if you align yourself with them, like he was just saying with Guy Hurt, big shout out Guy Hurt. Love the interview session we just had with him not too long ago. Great music, great, great vibes from him. Just in a year, like Dice said, see, these are some of the things that you should be experiencing or that you can see. But if you just sit around and you pass them up, you don't really, your work ethic is not there, you're not going to have it in you to put yourself around the knowledge. Work ethic is a big one, because it also comes to, if you don't have a work ethic, you're not going to want to sit around somebody and listen to them. As soon as they get to talking, you're going to be ready to get up and go do something else. Your mind going to wander off. So I tell people, when you got a strong work ethic, that also allows you to be attentive when people are teaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the main key. And, you know, AI, we're an AI-driven technology now. You know, everything is driven by AI. And so even though we taught AI, it's teaching us back. It tells us numbers and statistics. And one thing it's saying right now is that your listener is like a rodeo. You know, I've said this before on your show. I'll say it one more time. In our day, a little bit before, you know, a couple decades ago, 10 years ago, the listener, we were allowed, according to the ARs of Sony and MGM and Empire for that matter, where you have about 45 seconds to impress me with your song. If you cannot capture me in 45 seconds, then, you know, you're wasting your time. All right, so these kids these days, and not just kids, adults too, everybody, we're media-driven and being taught that it's like a rodeo, right? It's like a rodeo. Yeah. So I'll drop that gem I was telling you about. I'm going to tell everybody about a way to get around all of this, all right? And the people that are listening, take this to heart. I mean this. I'm going to bust it out right now. Everybody in this world, today and age, whether we want to or not, in my age bracket, and I'm almost 50, the 10 years above me or the 10 and 20 years below me are all trapped in an AI-driven world where we believe in our own brains that things aren't happening fast enough. Nothing. It doesn't matter what it is. You can't get to work fast enough. You can't get home fast enough. You're in the grocery store and you can't shop fast enough. So you're ordering online. You can't mow the yard fast enough. You can't get to the kids fast enough. Nothing's ever fast enough. And then with midnight, we can't get to sleep fast enough. Then we can't wake up. I mean, it's just weird, right? And in music, it's just like that. It's proven with major studies that right now we are given 8 seconds, just like a rodeo. We get 8 seconds from the minute a listener pushes play on their device, whether it's a phone, an iPad, a laptop, a radio, Sirius XM, anything, they got 8 seconds and they're hitting next, adding it to the playlist, or moving on. That's all you get. If they're not hearing the beat, voice, you get about 8 seconds, man. And if you don't got it, they're moving, they're hitting the next button. Okay? So our songs are like you know, like Quiet Riot, AC/DC, and LL Cool J, and the Beastie Boys, and all them 4 and 6 and 8 minute songs, they will never survive in today's world.
No.
Never. Yeah. Even the king of it all, Santana, even Santana is going to have a hard time playing those riffs that are so awesome. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's just these kids don't want to hear it.
Right. And
so here's my gem.
And I'm glad you said what you're saying it too, but I'm going to say, I'm going to wait till after you drop your gem.
Here's the gem. So with our distribution and Empire and Universal Music Group, we've decided to move forward as the Universal Music Group by allowing an artist to distribute a short. Let me repeat that.
Come on.
We are copywriting and distributing to DSPs as a product your short.
Come on.
Okay,
man.
So let's run
Come
this
on.
Down, okay? Let's run this back. This is exciting. So if someone's listening and understands what this means.
This makes my hair stand up, man.
So in every DSP that we deal with, which is about 1,800-plus audio and 300-plus video DSPs like Roku, Amazon TV, you know, Apple TV, et cetera, we distribute to all those to Triller, all the gaming networks. We do the TikTok. We do all that, right? So here's the deal with that. You take your song. Let's just use a single because that's what I advise anymore. Just bust a single out. Feel it out for 6 months, 8 months, and focus on the single and push and market your single. And 6 months after you're done, when you're all bored, push it again because that's when someone just now heard it. 6 months after you started, someone just heard it. You know what I mean? And so here's the formula for the short. You send me a single. We're going to get it the copyrights it needs. We're going to make sure all the paperwork's in order so that no one has no kind of problems, so that you get your royalties on time. Then we're going to put it in. That audio can make some royalty. Then we're going to take 20 seconds of that and turn it into a short. We're going to take that and make it a royalty. Then you take that and turn it to a video, and you market all three of those at the same time. What we can do for you is take your short. We can take your short and turn it into an ad. Then we'll add it and embed it into a YouTube video that you searched out, such as Drake. Drake gets 24 million streams in a day if he drops something new. So we'll embed your 20-second short right inside of his ad. So that little 5 to 30-second ad at the bottom that says skip this or watch it, that's going to be your song.
Powerful.
You see what I'm saying? So no matter what, you get your 5-second royalty. You got all your kids watching, and if you can keep up, because you can speak with Guy Hurd, we've already given him some advice on his shorts, and we've also given this advice. If you're not ready for shorts, don't even attempt it, because it's very, very exhausting. Your fans want to see you with shorts every 5 minutes, so what are you waiting for? That's how they feel. And just like a podcast. If I'm listening to a podcast and then all of a sudden the podcast falls out 2-3 weeks, then I quit listening. I found another one already, and you just lost me as a listener. Especially if it's a good one.
Really?
Especially if it's a good one. So if you're not doing the shorts and you're constantly showing your fans and your people and everybody that loves you a short, they're gone. That's just really it. It's exhausting. You might as well tack a GoPro to your head and record weeks and weeks of every day and then just start building shorts. And I don't know why artists are not taking these advantages. You know what I'm saying? They're so worried.
Right.
I'm going to say this. Everyone seems so worried about being independent that they just won't help each other.
Oh, man, that's deep. That's real deep.
I mean, it really look at it all over the music industry, in shows, in interviews, in anything you can imagine. That's why I love your network. You guys have compassion. You have education. It's not a bunch of messing around. You're not in this for the money. You're in this to educate and show people and connect businesses and make a network. That's what it is, a network, a family. Right? And so these guys have to understand that you got to put that pride down. And being independent isn't all what it's cracked up to be. Okay? That doesn't mean you have to go sign up to a label or nothing like that. Okay? Nothing like that. But you do, a lot of people need to stay open to the opportunities that are not looking for you. You know, they're not looking for you. The opportunities are there, just like big old windows. You're in a big glass house seeing all the opportunity, but unless you reach out and bust the window, it's just going to be there. That's really it.
Right. You're right. I agree with you. It's just going to be there until you bust that window up.
That's right.
Yep.
So, that's where we sit as a company. We got a lot of stuff to offer as a company. So if anybody's interested in some distribution with personal services and global distribution, that's the other thing. We're not national. We're global. We reach the entire world. There's nobody that can stop us. And we answer phones on a daily basis to artists or bands, producers, engineers that have questions or just want to talk or need direction or need help setting something up. Recently, I mean, we're going to bring her on. Adore Jada is from Atlanta. She's an amazing artist. She's coming on soon. She's working on some music now, but she reached out to us after reaching out for the distribution and feeling it out, doing the homework, bringing our contract to the lawyers to make sure everything's legit, et cetera, et cetera. All stuff we're very proud of. She reapproached us on a deal. We signed her to a deal. She's currently working on her releases, but she needed a recording studio. So we set her up in Aurora with a recording studio. You see what I mean? Like, that's the kind of things, just like that. So now she's working with an engineer out of Chicago, right outside of Chicago, and her music's even banging even more because she hooked up with an engineer, and that's just from her dropping her pride and asking for some help. That's really all it was.
Man, and that sometimes that'd be one of the major roadblocks is just dropping that pride and just standing there and asking for help. You know what I mean? Sometimes we be so we keep that boulder right there between opportunity because we sometimes be so prideful or whatever the case may be to just, you know, ask for help or get to the point to be like, hey, you know what? I can only do so much on my own. I only know so much myself. I need to, you know, reach out and get with somebody that knows or start doing research. I heard you talk about that. You said you did research and those things. These are some of the things that you got to do. I mean, you know, you can't just sit at home every day like you said, make music and think that it's just going to go out there and turn over and now you just this big star. It's real work that goes into this. Being independent, you're going to have to work too. You're going to have to grind. And he's telling y'all some great, great knowledge and great, great information, man. I'm going to replay the show myself because he said a lot of things. And I got to say, big shout out to McGroove as well. I heard you mention them. I personally got linked up with them and found out about them and got linked up with them. So I heard you mention them as well, man. So I'll give them a shout out too. Haven't had any issues, any problem with him.
Yeah, I dealt with Nick. He's my A&R. He's a real good guy. I currently have two singles out through McGroove. The reason why I stuck with McGroove is because they're one of the first companies to ever take my music and put a single out for me on Faith Alone, and it really did good. It really did good enough that Empire took a notice and signed the song right out from under them. But then I gave them two more songs because they're good people. I'm not hating. You know what I'm saying? If you want to use McGroove, use McGroove. I will say this, do not let me confuse any listener right now. This is not an easy road to take. I make it sound easy, but it's not easy. And like the Famo Nation said, you will have to work for it. We don't give away free work. We help work together, right?
Yep.
So we're like that crew, that concrete crew that shows up with finishers and muckers and formers all at once, and in 2 hours you got a building all of a sudden. You're like, wow, all right? That's kind of what we do. We come in and help. But, you know, we do a tiered paid marketing. That's because the marketers we use from Virginia and Australia, they're professionals with master's degrees. So they earn the money that they get, and they directly target, and you work on with them one-on-one, and they directly target. But the truth is, when you stick your chest out with a big old Superman cape on, with a big eye on there, and you're independent, well, then everybody watches what you're doing. Let's see what you're going to do, Mr. Independent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or Mrs. Right. And that's really the truth is when you're distributing, we are a global distributor. We're not a global marketer. We will not make you a millionaire overnight, okay? You can make yourself a millionaire overnight through our distribution, though, okay? So that really needs to be clear. You know what I mean? There, like I said, just like anything else in the world, you can get a ride on the bus or you can go buy a whip. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it goes. And if you want to stay with the third party, you're going to get treated like a third party. That's just kind of how it goes. That's the way it is.
Right.
There's no way around it. Like you said, there's no way to step over some of these things. Here's an example for the listener one more time. If you're an artist and you create videos and you're making videos and your videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views and you go to our Facebook page and you see that we got 46 followers, a couple reasons for that. One is we revamped. After 15 years, we dropped all our numbers and started over organically a couple months ago. So here we come, you know, but that doesn't change the phone calls and the meetings and the numbers, right? Let's just say you're a video creator. Go ahead yourself and reach out to the company Vivo and see how far you get without a major distributor. There's only 5 distributors that Vivo allow to even work with, and we're one of them. That's another plus. You know, and there's more companies like that that won't even deal with the independent artist because of the attitude and the pride that is always in between success, you know?
Yes. That right there is powerful. That's what I said, man. I was looking forward to this session because the knowledge you possess, the experience you possess, it's a lot of people that listen to the show, man. It's a lot of artists that listen to the show, and I knew, man, you were gonna be able to give them some real actual knowledge and actual information that they can grasp onto. And like I tell people, hey, if you think it can work for you, try it. You know, it doesn't hurt to try something, man. And then if it don't work for you, then it don't work for you. But if you try it and it works for you, you didn't lose anything, but you gained everything. And
that's right. You gained everything.
That's right. You spoke on the 8 seconds, man. That even made me start thinking about when I'm just, you know, in my personal time, listening to music or even watching shows or anything like that. And to see the hear that time frame now, and it's like, you know what, like you said, that's a reflection of the speed that we're moving, and those songs that you used to have a minute or two long intro before the song even came on, in that set, it would not work. It's not going to work. You know what I mean? So,
no.
But what you did too, if artists that's paying attention and listening, is also that comes with research. So keeping your knowledge up on those type of things, keeping your knowledge up on the listeners or you know, how long it is or what's hot to that, you got to kind of be in the mix and knowledgeable. And if you don't have anybody around you, you got to start getting around some people that talk about those things, that's putting that on your mind. A lot of times, a lot of artists surround themselves with friends and partners and homies and stuff like that. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, this is what you're trying to do to change your life and change other people's lives. So you have to surround yourself with people that can help get you there, can help put you on the right path, put you on the right road. Sometimes your friends and your partners and your homies and all of these people, man, they don't have the knowledge that can get you there or to tell you certain things. And you could be working your tail off for years and years and years and not knowing that, oh, man, I've been going about this all wrong. But
yeah,
you can do your research. You can ask questions. You can find out, drop your pride and ask for help and these types of things and really, really, man, get on that path to being able to walk in the dream that you've had all your life or however you've had this dream of doing this. You can really start seeing it getting closer and closer. Now, you might not become the biggest artist in the world. Then again, you might. To me, how I believe, you know, that's defined by you, each person. So whatever. But if this is something that you have a passion for and this is something that you really, really want, it's time now to get serious about it and start taking steps that align you with that, what you're trying to get, align with yourself with that outcome. And like you said, if you don't know certain things, it's okay. But if people
out
there...
It's not going to matter. Right. It's not
right.
going to matter. You'll get
right.
all the way there and run into a roadblock.
And run into a roadblock. Yeah. Yeah. And you also was just cruising when you spoke on, too, I wanted to point out about your listeners. And I wanted to attest to that as well, because when I relocated from Wichita, Kansas, back to Oklahoma, we kind of was down for a while, for a time period, man, when I was regrouping, getting myself mentally back together. And we did have to work, man, to gain a lot of the listeners back. We always had our good base, steady base. But exactly what you said, I can say it's true, or at least happened in our situation, because I noticed the difference. It's like, okay, we gotta get back consistent. We gotta get back doing it. We gotta, you know, build it back up, because after that time frame, you gotta think, this person created a show, or it's this podcast. So those listeners, like you said, they went somewhere else to get that, feel that voice. So it took a lot
That's
of
right.
work. It took a lot of time, man, to get them back. So when you said that, man, that's powerful, because even with an artist that's maybe had to go through some things in life and kind of push back for a little bit, then you know it's other artists that drop singles, drop videos, drop singles. They working, they doing this and this. So when you come back, you got to work. You got to work, if not just as hard, but harder, because you got to regain some of that that you lost. And it's not like, okay, I'm going to come back and then boom, there it is. Nah, man, they might have been got a new favorite artist, or they might have heard a new sound. Not saying they don't like yours, but you got to grind and work and get back in front of them and build that trust back up with them for them to keep coming back. And like I said, everything you've been hitting on, man, is great knowledge, man. And I wish I could just grab all the artists that I know and be like, hey, man, this is the episode you need to listen to. I'm going to definitely push this one hard, because a lot of the things that you spoke on and some of the questions and messages that I constantly get, you know, and talk to different people about over and over and over again. And it's like, you know, that's just a part of the game, man. And when you serious, distribution. Now, if you just want to be, you know, just, you know, I don't like saying local, but if you just want to be making music for yourself, your friends, so that's one thing. But if you really serious about this, distribution is key, because that global market is where you're going to end up, is where you want to be anyway, right? Even if you become famous as an artist, that global market is what's going to help you do that. So you got things now that can get you out there, that can get your awareness up, that can help you now, because that's the thing I tell artists all the time. If you see the most major artist that you look up to, that you feel like is the most successful, that artist has fans everywhere, all around the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you know that, then you know the end game is to end up with that same similar thing. Okay, it's got to be people all over, not just in my community, not saying overlook your community, your city, but man, the world is freaking big, man. And there's places out there, like different countries that have platforms that we don't have in the United States. Certain platforms out there are not available in our country. So if you're not doing your research, you're not doing your due diligence, or you're not connected with, like, say, GT Digital, DJ Entertainment, you might not ever find out about some of these platforms that might not be located or might not be available in our country. Just that right there.
Yeah, Yes, sir.
That's deep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's
we
deep.
Have an algorithm. When we release music, we put out algorithms. Anybody's on Facebook, like, we don't do a lot of Facebook, to be honest, with the whole audience. So if we don't do a lot of Facebook, we go in there and we make sure the e-commerce gets posted and that people see the product and the new songs that are being released because they're amazing. And then we jump out of there. So we don't communicate a lot through Facebook, but we do communicate plenty other ways. But if you go to Facebook, you'll see on our newest releases, we show several DSPs that probably some people have never even heard of. You know, we just show we show the people where we put their music. And just here's an example. Dan Pizzle is an artist from Nigeria in Africa. He put out a song called Answer featuring Yuck Bon. And this guy performs in front of 65,000 people. He shows it. Just go check him out. He's amazing, right? But he fiend for the American. He just really wanted the American provider, the service providers. You know, so as we're after the 65,000 person crowd, he's after Spotify. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You can't have popcorn yet, man. You can have another fudge sickle. Excuse me, just one second. But you can't have popcorn yet, son. You just had surgery yesterday.
That's PC. Because, like you said, that artist there is in the country that he's in, and that's over here. And we want that those numbers over there. He wants the spot.
Yeah.
So kind of really put you in perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's just everybody's after something else. So here's one little formula I can run for someone who's interested. I'll run a formula. We'll just say the single goes out. We put the single out. We drop a marketing. You want to deal with our company, we do some marketing. So we'll take $750, and you can look this guy up. His name's Dylan Kevo. Dylan Kevo is Ice Cube's artist management PR. So he runs a company. He runs a PR company. He's a entrepreneur, billionaire entrepreneur. You pay the guy $750. He will target your whatever you want for 1 year and give you 3 magazine articles, right? So go ahead and try to hit him up on the first. Go ahead and try to hit him up tonight and see how far you can get dealing with Dylan Kevo. Right. He's a very important man. We're lucky and blessed to have him on our team. Blessed. All right, we're blessed. So those are some of the things. And what that would do would be, let's say you have a great video. Then you take your video, you put it out through Vevo, because Vevo is one of the most popular video DSPs out there, and it hits all the TVs, Roku, Sony, LG, Apple, everything. It gets put out there, and then you have Dylan Kevo and his Google team, who represents Ice Cube out there on the West Coast, and a whole bunch of other people. Just look up his name. And he targets your product, your video, and takes your video for a year and just drives traffic to it. That's his only job. His job, his team's job, is to drive internet traffic to your product. So he's going to drive traffic to your product for 1 year for $750 and then slap out about three magazine articles. That's the kind of things that we work with to try to help artists boost themselves if they're looking for some kind of paid marketing. See what I'm saying? We're still not the company that markets. We're still not marketing. We have an automatic algorithm that we use that's successful, that we show all our artists so that they can tag along with it and watch it grow. They're excited about that. I mean, really, I guess the advice I would get is get with some of the artists that we've already distributed. Check out their music. It's supporting local music. It's supporting independent artists. Go look at their music. If you like it, add it to your playlist. It's on every DSP in the world. And it's distributed by Empire, Universal Music Group. That's what we do. Go talk to them. Get to know them. They're good people, all of them, you know?
Yeah.
So then the listener can find out for themselves how we do business. And if I got one last piece of advice with all this business stuff, is when you see an agreement or you're dealing with producers, there is a producer pyramid out there that I would like to warn people about that I've dealt with personally as a representative for Empire. we've decided as a company that we're just not going to deal with this anymore, period. So I'm going to go ahead and let this out. Producers are catching artists in pyramid schemes because beats are, you know, a commodity. Everybody wants a beat or instrumental or whatever you want to call it. Yes, if you ask me, true music goes on paper or comes out of the soul and gets given to a true engineer or producer, and they create the music around it and put out bangers. But in today's world, we take beats that are already made, and then we paint pictures and we put them on the beats, and then we call that a song, right? So in this world, with the producers, what they're doing is they're signing these artists up for free beats and free downloads real quick. Yes, you get the free download. Yes, you get the free beat. Sign my contract. All you have to do is say my name in the credits. But then what we're running into is 5,000 spins later, the contract ends because in the fine print it says, you have this beat for free up to 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 spins, and then you have to renegotiate the contract. Okay, so you get the beat lease for whatever between $10 and $100, however much the beat people are getting you at, right? Then you pay for the lease, you put your song out, you get the copyright because all the contracts are correct. But then at 5,000 spins, you know, let's just say I'll put out a song and one time I'll make 10 spins in 2 weeks. And I'm like, wow, that's great. And then one time I'll make 1,000 spins in 5 minutes, right? So if I put out a single that's really, really good, it could be over before I wake up the next day, right? And then we're already pulling it down. We've already got to pull it out of the world, right? It's not easy to put the music into these stores, and it's even harder to take them back out. But we do it, all right? So we don't want to, though, so everything has to be perfect. So when a producer catches you like that, we got to tear down the music. And then let's just say, because Nero the King has dealt with this. He had a banger that Selecto Hits was going to put out, and some of his production cost money. And when they wanted to renegotiate, they want $7,500. So it crushed Nero as an artist. It was depressing. It's hard to deal with. So artists, if you're a writer, songwriter, performer, make sure you read the fine print in your contracts. And if you're dealing with free beats, make sure they're 100% free all the time before you submit your music, because you're wasting your time if you don't. And it brings me to the last tip with the actual agreements. When you're signing a contract with somebody, you're binding yourself to the words that are on paper by signature and a notary signature at the end of that contract in most cases. In our cases, we close all contracts with a notary of Republic so that everyone is comfortable on all sides of the table. When our contracts are complete, there should be no question. So if you're signing an agreement, and here's something that we deal with a lot. When you're uploading digital graphics for copyrights, they have to be between 1,500 and 1,500 perfect pixelated percentages and 3,000 and 3,000. If they're not, we don't take them. So that's strictly in the agreement. And we find that artists are signing agreements without even reading them, because the following day they'll send the graphic in and it won't be anywhere near the size it's supposed to be, which creates work for our team to get it up to par. You see what I'm saying? No metadata. Artists are not meta-tagging their information. It's coming out of engineers' studios, half-assed work. The right information isn't in them. And then they wonder why they're not getting proper royalties. But all these things matter. And they're in every agreement you'll ever read. So make sure, if you're listening, to read your agreement from top to bottom and then read it again. And then hand it to your lawyer to read it, and then talk about it with your family before you sign it. Because if you fully don't understand it, some of your questions later on might be met with answers you don't want to hear, because you binded yourself to an agreement. Respect is something that is not in our society these days. Respect seems to have lost itself. But to respect yourself, you got to at least know what you're getting into.
I agree with that. I agree with
so
that.
So that's what I got to say about that. We deal with a lot of little details that are real obvious inside of contractual agreements that just seem to not get read, you know.
Yes, and you know, it's there again, another jewel of great information, contracts, reading the fine print. I know there's some artists right now that what you just said about those beats being only after so many spins, you got to renegotiate. I know several artists that I, you know, once they send me music, I listen to it, and I give everybody spins, but, you know, some of these beats have tags on there, and I've asked them, hey, are you looking to push this? Is this something that you're serious about? Because you're going to end up running into situations if you're really trying to push this. And they're like, yeah, man, it's a good song. It's a fire song, man. It's hot, man. Everybody's going to like it. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I understand that, but is this something that you're trying to go and push and actually, you know, go towards your career? Because when it comes time to get serious, you're going to run into certain issues. So I'm glad you spoke on that, because I know we love hitting the studio, we love creating, love making music, but it's those things that we overlook or those things that we don't read or don't pay attention to that could come back and kind of hurt us or stall us out on certain things. So I'm glad you touched on a lot of those, because, man, I'm telling you, all this dice, man, you know, you heard us talk on the show. He is giving up the information to these artists and to the people that are listening is something that I love to do. Because somebody taught me, somebody took time to give me some information that I didn't have. You know what I mean? So I feel like even you can learn something as long as you put yourself there and if you know how to listen. If it's something you can use, use it. If it's something that you can't, don't just say, oh, nah, man, that ain't going to work. Hey, if you ain't went through those steps or those processes, then you can't really say it confidently. Go through them and see, man. And a lot of people want to get to that next level, get to that next step, and it's a lot of artists out there that I believe can do that. And one of the main things holding them back is, like you said, putting the egg in the basket with things that's really not official going to get them there. But when you align yourself, and you align yourself with a lot of people that do hard work, Dice just gave y'all great examples, man, of different key members, key positions that drive the force behind the distribution. If you miss any of it, or if you talk too fast for you, you can always replay the show, because the information he said is something that you need to keep in your mind, because that's going to help you. That's going to help you step across and keep on moving forward. A lot of artists ask me all the time, man, I got my stuff on Spotify, man, or I got my stuff on this, man, but I ain't really getting no traction. Well, then that's when that work comes in, the marketing or the advertisement, that level, that's when that comes in. Distribution, marketing. You got your distribution, you got your marketing. Like I said, they deal with distribution. But for you as well, read, find out what's in those contracts, because you don't want to be signing a contract, man, and putting all your hard work, spending all your time, man, and giving up all of that from you as an artist into that project just to be able to get let down, man. So do your due diligence now so that when it comes time for you to come across that road, guess what? You already on game. You're like, nah, let me check. Hey, man, can I use this beat entirely? Or after 6 months, does this change? After so many views or so many streams, am I going to have to renegotiate? You'll know how to ask these questions, and it can save you some problems down the long run. And when you're working with some people like GT Digital, man, to do the entertainment on the distribution, you already have some of these things out the way. That way everything can keep running smoothly. The graphics, we told y'all, it's certain format for this stuff, man. In this game, it's certain structures and formats for certain things. You can't just willy-nilly just because you got a graphic and it's this size and that size and soon you think that it's going to get accepted. That's not how it works, man. It's guidelines for certain stuff. So, again, some things you're going to have to drop your pride down and find out about it. So that way you're making sure the graphic that you're submitting is official and it's inside the guidelines. Because if not, it's another person that goes to fix it.
Yeah, here's a real good example that happened today. Our everyone's legendary Hall of Famer, Michael Jordan, sold his team for $3 billion today. Wow. And everybody's like, why did he do that? And his answer is because I paid $1 billion and I just sold it for $3 billion. So I just sold my company for $2 billion. If you asked me if I wanted $2 billion for GT, guess what? We're teammates now. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Yeah.
Right? So here's some real numbers that equal that. I mean, it may not be $2 billion, but check this out. You do your research across the networks, and anybody listening can do their research, and I'll give this out. Everything else is through contract and email and phone call and go through the process. But here's what we do. Everybody has this question. Well, how much royalties do I get, and how do I get them, right? So you've already went through all the how to get them. We've already talked about that. There's a lot of research, a lot of work. A lot of marketing. It's all about marketing. But I'll tell you what, 95% of DSPs contracts are 70-30 split between artists and the distributor. The other 5% are 80-20. All right? Major distributors are 80-20. 80-20. You can do the research. You can Google it. Ask the chat GPT or whatever it's called, right? Our numbers with GT Digital Deeper Entertainment are 92% royalty for the artist and 8% for our company. So we do a 92-8 split. There's not another company even close to what we do. And real quick, I'll tell you why, because somebody's probably like, what? But I'm going to tell you why. We give 92% of the royalties we receive from Empire and your distributed music. The reason why we take 8% is because the South Dakota business tax is 3.5% to pay our business tax to the IRS to keep us alive. And then the e-commerce tax in South Dakota is 3.5% as well. So as a business, we're asking for 7% so that we all pay our taxes no matter what, and the IRS could never shut us down. And then two, our company receives 1% of every dollar. So one penny. I'm not after money, sir. That's not what we're after. We're after logical distribution that makes everybody happy, and the independent artist actually gains their copyrights and their masters. We don't keep masters. We allow you to freelance. We allow you to do whatever you want. You see what I'm saying? So we're not a label. We don't retain. We don't keep. And we pay 92%. So it's all in contract form. It's all legally. Everything's legal. We have lawyers. You could check. Your lawyers could check it. Everybody's good. We're good. It's just almost too good to be true, you know? But I honestly put all my pride down. And to back up just a little bit, I want to give my love and my shouts out to a rest in paradise, Mr. Bert Trevino, who passed away from a heart attack about 3 years ago from Dope House Records down in Texas. That's who put me on in this game. He's taught me everything I needed to know. And then he unfortunately passed away. But that man has taught me everything. And he told me one thing. You cannot keep what you got unless you give it away. And so I'm going to stay true to that until my grave. And so I'm not worried about the money. What I really worry about is proper representation for artists, because, you know, I won't get into it because we're on some other shows with this, but I took the music industry personal, and I've been at it for about 25 years now. So here it is. Here I stand with my defense against this major industry as a part of it. I'm a distribution manager for Empire. That's my job. I've been hired. I've been on 3 years now. I just think a little differently than them guys up there. You know what I'm saying? So, I work it a little bit different. I mean, we could change it all up and be like, hey, 70-30, and we'll take this and take that. But what for? What is that going to do? That don't help no one. It don't help nobody.
Yeah, you're right. And that right there, man, for us, man, that just – It just heightens to the level of respect, man, that I have for you, man, for the company, the whole brand, and everything, because out here, it's hard to find genuine people that really want to see these artists excel. It's a lot of people that's running at artists, man, to take from them, to use them, or to see what they can get out of them, to scam them, whatever word, however you want to cross it, man. So when it's good people that do good business, it's backed up with the people that they work with, the people that have already received it, these people, man, that you know, it's like a breath of fresh air because I know you hear it and you heard it. I have too, so much people out there, so many people out there that are willing to play upon these artists' dreams, goals, and their hard work, knowing that they leading them down a dead end road. So when you come across people, man, that are genuine, are authentic, and are great at what they do, these are some of the people that you want to make business with, man. And if you are especially in places that don't offer any of this or what he just said, that's key. And it's all over the world. I mean, it's artists everywhere that don't have these things in their cities, right? So that means that, you know, you have to present yourself to these people, contact them, look them up, contact them on inbox, emails, or whatever their line of communication is, contact them and open up that line of communication. And then you can even start there to even learn what you need to do or what you need to have to start doing business with these people. But just because you're in a city that don't offer that doesn't mean that you can't go and find these people. You have to go and find these people sometime. One big thing that I know, like in smaller cities, they say, hey, if you put on for your city, you know, that's all you got to do. Then people will come looking. That's not always 100% true because you might not have the resources or you might not be funneling that to the type of people that can open up certain doors. So you might be able to put on your city, depending on where you're at, all your for 10 years, and then they never really do nothing for you because none of that has really attracted some of the people in your lane that you need to be in front of. So when you get those opportunities to do that, and you from those smaller areas, don't have those resources or don't have these services that's provided to you, do your research, contact them, and align yourself with them, man, because that's one thing that stops a lot of artists. Just because you don't see these services in your city doesn't mean that you can't come across them that are trusted, that are proven to be true and proven to have heart and want to see people excel and do better. Those are some of the companies you want to align yourself with. The information that you have gave on this interview is golden. It is golden, man. You touched on everything that we be talking about all the time, and you did it very, very well. You gave out facts, and you painted the picture out of what you do, what your company, what your company does. Very, very great for them. And I know that's one big thing that artists are concerned about that I talk to the majority of them. I say majority, the other one, you know, kicking it at the club, but the majority of them, that distribution, man, ones that are serious, want to know how to, you know, how do I go about the distribution things? What is distribution? How do I get it out there? So I have came across more and more now that are interested in that and taking their career a little bit more serious. So I'm glad you came on, man, to be able to speak on these things because this is directly connected to what artists are asking and are talking about and some steps that they're going to need to take. And it's an honor, man, to have you on and have you share that insight, share that real knowledge with us, man, and with the listeners because it's so much, man, out there that got them scrambled. And, you know, believe me, okay, I'm going to go here. And you know, it's not going to happen overnight. But that's what's out there, what it looks like. It looks like, okay, I can do this, and then, boom, man, I got it. I'm going to make $1 million, and tomorrow I'm going to change my family life. What it don't kind of understand is it is work. It is some work involved off in there. So we're getting to that stage, it's going to be a lot of work. Anybody that's famous or anybody that's well-off, you know, successful, going to tell you, man, that you're going to have to put in your work. You're going to have to put your part in. So artists too, man, just remember, keep putting your part in, but then also understand that there's some people out there, man, that doing their part can enhance you, can enhance what you got going on. And they don't want to rob you. They don't want to keep their hands in your pocket. You know, it used to be a saying in the mirror. He said, get your hand out of our pocket. They don't want to keep their hands in your pocket. They want you to go on and be successful, but they want to show you a way that is efficient and a way that's going to work. So when you move on to other opportunities, you're better off than when you first contacted them. And that's the key, and that's what I love about everything that you said. Even if you had started working with somebody who was not aware, and then they did get opportunity and moved on to the next level, they became aware of the things that those type of services can do for artists and do for them. So when they went on to that other opportunity, they were more prepared mentally, more prepared acknowledge to receive that. So major respect to you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate the whole company, and I appreciate the whole GT Digital, GT Entertainment, man, for what you guys are doing. Every last artist music that you have submitted, we have had in rotation. We still got a lot that we got to play this show, too. So I know you
oh,
got
I got two more little things to sell you, too, real quick, if
yeah,
that's okay.
No, get it in. Yes, sir. Get it in.
All right, one of them is for all artists listening, all performing artists, because there's a difference between the studio artist and the performer, right?
Uh-oh.
So the performing
mm-hmm.
artist, here's real quick. We've been battling copyright issues for so long inside and out of events. I'm talking clubs, parks, et cetera. And people today are, you know, we've actually stood up against them. Universal Music Group has sued a company out of Kansas. I believe, don't quote me, I might be wrong here, but I think it's Independent Kansas. Had a little club bar thing, and somebody was in there charging door tickets and then doing cover songs, if you feel what I'm saying. Like, they weren't doing their music. They were charging door tickets and making money for karaoke, right? Kind of how shows go 80% of the time these days. You don't get a lot of real music, right? You get a lot of karaoke.
Right.
So to battle this, for about 2.5 years now, and this is public, so I don't mind talking about it now, but I've known about it for a while, and we're set up. We're set up for it. But if you're a performing artist, I want you, if you're not already, to become BMI registered, and I'll tell you why. Everybody used to say BMI for the royalties and all that, but I'm going to tell you what BMI did. BMI teamed up with major labels, and they went across the nation over the past 2 to 3 years, and anybody could double-check anything I'm saying ever, because this is a fact-check kind of world, all right? And they've contacted certain venues throughout the United States, and they've registered the venues as BMI venues. So if you're a performing artist and you perform in the BMI venue, the door tickets are going to be out the door. There's going to be no more of that. So if you're a performing artist and you're registered as a BMI and you go perform at a venue that's registered at BMI, not only do you get your ticket money that you set up with your event host, but BMI is going to pay artists to perform their works that are copyrighted and registered extra money at a 90-day fallback. So say I perform tonight, I perform some songs that are distributed majorly through Empire so that they're registered properly and actually copyrighted. And I go perform them, I'm going to make whatever money. The guy told me, you know, I'll pay you $100 to do the show, I'll do that. But then in 90 days, BMI is going to send me a check for doing that too. All right, so they're setting up to take this over. And if you're ready and you're performing and you're out there stomping around, when you tell your managers, or if you're managing yourself and you're setting up your own shows, you ask that venue if you are BMI registered. And if they are a BMI registered venue, then you need to make yourself be known that you're a BMI registered artist, and all that works out for you.
Man, that's amazing. And, you know, it's been a while since I touched on that on shows. But, you know, that right there is key, because I've been in some places, man, where they charge you a dope price and it's been karaoke. And I was like, hey, man, you know, this, you can do stuff for so long, but, man, it's going to get to a time where that's going to come to an end. And like you just said, it's getting that time. But being the venue registered with BMI, artist registered with BMI, being able to report those things, artists, I hope you caught that as well, because that is big too, and that is key too for you. That's key for you as well. There's a lot of things going out there when it comes to artists and events. So just knowing that information, that can set you up for you know, some good opportunities for when you do go and perform at these venues. They be in my register, you be in my register. Man, that's gonna be a great, that's gonna be an even great situation for you, because now you're gonna be able to get that, receive that compensation.
Yeah, now your managers will start booking you on BMI tours. You just start getting on the BMI tour, because there's no reason not to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to make the money from the performances, you want to go to the BMI shows. If you don't, okay, do your thing in the hood or whatever, or wherever everybody's at. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you're going to do.
But,
stay in your town, stay in your little local area, or jump on the BMI train with the performances.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yes, sir.
Man, Dice laid it out for y'all perfectly, man. Everything gave you a lot of meat and potatoes and the steak, man. You got to get your own fucking knife. Gave you the food, but he can't put it in your mouth and make you eat, right? So you got to do that, man. And it all boils down to how bad you want what you after, what are you willing to do, what's your sacrifices like, what's your mental like. If you don't have some of these things that have been spoke about in order right now, cool, no problem. Tomorrow when you
we'll
get
help
up,
you
or hey, even when you even when you finish listening to this, you got a chance to get on it and start working and get that stuff in line and getting on that path, man. A lot of artists are there, still maybe music still not registered, you know, but just got great music, very, very great music, very, very, very talented. Now it's time to go ahead and take that next step. And drop your pride sometimes, man. Pride stops us from a lot of things. I've had to do it. Dice told y'all he's had to do it. Everybody's going to have to do it in their life over and over probably. So it's nothing that's going to be like, oh, man, I got to do this. Hey, man, everybody's got to do it. But this is your life. This is something that you've been working hard for. This is something that you want. Don't limit yourself by your pride. Don't limit yourself because you don't know something. Because there's people out there that do know. And real quick, I know AI, man, y'all pay attention to the AI, because the AI, we said this years ago, where AI is coming, it's here now, and it's here now, and you said it perfectly. We thought we were teaching it, now it's teaching us, it's learning from us. Man, stay up on that, especially with artists, because it's some cool things that can benefit you and some things that you want to know, but it's also services out there that do use AI for certain different things, man, and it might be able to help you out, might not, but just stay aware. Stay aware of the things that can assist you or the things that are going on around you, too, because it's something that you can maybe talk with your manager with or something like that, man, or find out that, oh, this is an AI service and it works for me, whatever, but be aware of that. Be aware of that, man.
You want to know, the AI is Web3. Web3 is what everything's moving to. Yeah. The Meta, the Web3, right? Well, we just happened to distribute right into a DSP called Audius. You can look it up. Audius. Audius is a Web3 that pays their artists through crypto money. And you can ask any of the artists that we dealt with. We've already set them up with their DSPs, and they earn crypto off their money. So we do that too. You know, and we work with full labels like Elite World Records out of Las Vegas, Nevada. You can talk to their CEO or any of their artists like Kevin Bolden or Kevo. He's an R&B artist. The Strange One out of Austin, Texas, who won the Underground Independent Music Awards last year. We just pushing people through, man. All these guys, we've helped them get to where they're at. So you can talk to them about it anytime, and you'll see that that's what we do.
There it is. There it is. Dice, let's do this up, man, because we just gave them a lot of information. I know there's some people out there that just like, oh, man, did he say 92.8, yeah, he just said a lot of information. He got you scratching your head. And that's good, though. That's what we like, man, because it's real raw. It's authentic, man. But let's give him some of this music, man. Let's hit him with a few of these songs, if you don't mind. I know you're very busy as well, man. I understand that. but you submitted some great, man. A lot of the artist names that you mentioned is also in the playlist and in the rotation as well. I was looking forward to this because just sitting and listening and insight. I'm the type of person, even if I know something, listening to somebody else and listening to them saying, listening to them giving their knowledge and giving their experience, you can learn something no matter if you already know something. But you can always learn something if you pay attention and you listen right, if you listen correctly. So I love listening because I love to learn. And I've learned some things in this conversation. Yeah, man, I love learning.
Well, how about one more thing, man? One more piece. How about that? All right, so I learned this because I like leading by example, right? I just learned this not too long ago, right? So also as a distributor, what you don't get from DistroKid is this. So we put the single out in DistroKid, and it does its thing, right? But you put the single out through this, so you get the DistroKid, and you got the artist you said that you're like, well, I made it into Spotify, or I made it here. Now what, right? So with our, you okay? Sorry, a dad moment here, just a second.
Oh, man, we okay. Respect it. Respect.
I'm sorry about that. The kids are getting restless with me. All right, so the DistroKid gets you going and keeps you there, right? With us, not only do we put you in the Spotify, this is what they're not going to tell you. That guy that wants to take that 1,000 spins or whatever says it's a banger, and he wants to send it to the Famo Nation Radio Network to play on a stream, right, to get streamed. So there's different licenses, and I know that I've listened and tuned into your show where you've tried to educate artists and people on licensing, mechanical licensing, sync licensing, all the different licenses that you need, right? We set up all that for the artist, so they don't really have to worry about it. If they want answers, we'll explain to them about licensing. But here's my point about licensing. So DistroKid will put it in the DSPs, and that's it. What you don't understand as an artist is that you need the file that we have after you distribute in order to make further submissions to other FM radio stations, college stations, TV stations, whatever you want to do. Because let's just say you take an original file and send it to me. I'm going to put it in, copyright it. It goes through the United States copyrights. If there's any kind of problems with it, we'll work through it and get it fixed. We'll deal with it. Once it clears, then we embed it digitally with an ISRC code, a UPC and EAN code, and some other metadata so that anytime that file gets played, it registers so that the artist or producer or such gains their monetization for it. So let's say I'm in DistroKid and I upload it into DistroKid and they do their thing, all right? But then I take that same original file and I send it to Famo Nation. Now Famo Nation gets 100,000 unique spins, right? But that original file that I just sent you is from my computer or my studio. It has no embedded ISRC. It has no UPC or EAN. Most of the time it has no metadata. So, yup, you got that radio, your song, and yup, they played it for all their listeners at between 4 and 4:10 in the afternoon in the city, traffic, and all that. But guess what? You didn't register one single spin because of the file you used. So our distribution, when we give you, because once your music comes out, we directly hand you your codes and that file so that you have full control of that file and you yourself can submit it to anything you want as long as you use that file, because that file is how you get monetized. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's nobody at the other end of these third-party distributors that handle these kind of things for you, period. Zero amount. We are one of the only companies that do that because I have the power of the master track. Do you understand what I mean? Our company would hold the master.
Right.
And so if I wanted to, that's what I would do. And I got to answer this to my wife. She's a nurse and she works nights. So I got to answer this. I'll be right back, man.
Okay, we got you. We got you. This is what we go through, man. While Dice doing that, man, love real life stuff. You follow our show, man, here, real life. That's what we love, man, because, you know, man, everybody try to make it seem like everything's so perfect. Now, man, stuff happens. You got kids going to take up. Hey, that just happens. It happens to me all the time. But we're going to take this quick moment, man. We're going to get into a little bit of this music. We still got a little bit of the show to go. And we got to sauce y'all up, man. Man, Dyson laid down some hell of a great information and knowledge, man. I hope y'all paid attention. If not, it's okay. The show is going to be able to be replayed at any time. So you'll be able to catch up on it and catch everything that he put out there for y'all. But we're going to get off into one of the songs that he mentioned. This is Answer by Dan Pizzle and Yak Man. Let's go.
Sucker blocker.
Every dime in the studio is looking for an answer. You shoot on the sink if them not if I'm a rapper. Those who never check up on me, though they ask me not say how fast. You see, cause you're so from a quick one, all you alpha. Say no more, I'm the best of my kind. From the trenches, out the fed of my bad. Prayers up for the rest of my guys who suffering for what they cannot understand. Say no more, I'm the best of my kind. From the trenches, out the fed of my bad. Prayers up for the rest of my guys who suffering for what they cannot understand. I'm chasing my paper, who's still it? I'm chasing the echo,
chasing the echo.
I'll take them to Denver, cause I'm the driver. Play me in New Echo,
play me in New Echo.
You can't tell me never, you wanna do your part. Give them what you live for,
give them what you live for.
Now they call me River, you should like Al-Qaeda. I'm a logo rainbow,
I'm a
all the love you in the world, me I'm gone guy. You show fire, reason they are not ready. My music is the feel that they pop steady. Swear around me, watch who you call your friend. All the love you in the world, me I'm gone, get it. Issue for a reason, they are not ready. My music is the pill that they pop steady. Swear around me, watch who you call your friend.
Make a trust in my own. Nearly nobody to they call me for my phone. You know say where they get the body. Steady grinding every day on the road. I won't make this money. Me no one they stress myself. You and I do, we be balling. I just wanna enjoy myself. Man I come farmer. All my G's every day, young
banner.
I want them in Gondara. They show me pepper for the shit I can call I want them young yana. I mean they young banner. I want them in Gondara. They show me pepper for the shit I can call
Every time in the studio, this looking for an answer. You shoot on the sink, give them that if I'm a rapper. Those who never check up on me, though they ask me not say how fast. You see, cause you ask for a quick one, all you answer. Say no more, I'm the best of my kind. From the trenches, out the fed of my bad. Prayers up for the rest of my guys who suffering for what they cannot understand. Say no more, I'm the best of my kind. From the trenches, out the fed of my bad. Prayers up for the rest of my guys who suffering for what they cannot understand.
When the glory no day, make it come on time. Nobody fit to stop my shine. No long story why you can't take up. For this matter, me and no visa.
I know very soon, everything will go stress. They will say it's free climb if I post in the jet. You are no money, boy, if you can better yourself. After going to government, show respect to the feds.
Show respect to the feds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
you have to go.
Challenged us. God will bring. We shall win the battle. times I wrestle with the recipe. Filling pots full of blood, killing ops is my specialty. Testing me to fail epically, especially with the ounce of grain. Alcoholic, take another shot, douse the flame. Your granddaddy used to pray you wasn't like him, and he died without a penny, but the family stood right by him. Keep striving, cause ain't nobody perfect. Smoke, focus on peace and find purpose in the words you wrote. But I'm soaked in the sin, no defending that. Dark thoughts sent to me, how the hell I send them back? Thinking where your friends are at, too many been to the pen and back. Then they die young, how you into that? The pain heavy on my head like I still fit it. Pop another seal, had to find a way to deal with it. Feeling rage, I'm a slave to distilleries. Caving to the feeling, but it's really what's killing me.
I got angels on my left side, devils on my right side. It's a battle for my soul and I might ride. Do or die is the mode on my side. I don't know, I'm just looking on the bright side. Angels on my left side, devils on my right side. It's a battle for my soul and I might ride. Do or die is the mode on my side. I don't know, I'm just looking on the bright side.
Demons watching over me, feeling like God has given up. Forgive me for my sins, Lord, this isn't enough.
You're feeling pressure from addiction and what's in this cup? Just another drink, you can stop it anytime you want.
But the depression and obsession I've been feeling lately got me trying to drink away the stress and then forget I'm crazy.
Take a sip and then just drift into another place where you are all alone and can focus on what has made you lazy.
I am not an alcoholic, man, I swear it. I'm just drinking to the pain subsides that I'm able to grit and bear it.
It's so apparent you stay focused on your damn addiction. You will not be satisfied until the shit controls your system.
Maybe I'm giving up and I don't fucking notice yet.
Instead of grabbing liquor, you should try to find some Percocet. That way you'll finally be able to get past your fear of constant pain.
But I'm trying hard not to relapse.
I got angels on my left side, devils on my right side. It's a battle for my soul and I might ride. Do or die is the mode on my side. I don't know, I'm just looking on the bright side. Angels on my left side, devils on my right side. It's a battle for my soul and I might ride. Do or die is the mode on my side. I don't know, I'm just looking on the bright side.
The devil want my soul, tell that bitch come and get it. The angels on my left want the smoke and I'm with it. I generate hate when I drop, so I'm winning. Got players on a track cause you pussies made of linen. I never stop spinning the block, call me Twister Biscuit. Here I come, ready or not, now you're a fucking victim. Lyrical shots, melodical plots, I boom like a kick drum. Now you know I'm sick, so you down with the syndrome. Now I'm going off like alarms in your system. Lyrics full of shock, white boy with some rhythm. And I'm kinda cute, young man with some wisdom. I pissed on the last dude, yeah, I guess I whizzed him.
Wait. Did you say you pissed on somebody? What the fuck?
All my shit gas, bitch, we blowing on the endo. Plus my shit loud, on point like crescendos. Pull up with the six, all black, got extendos. I air shit out like I opened up a window.
I got angels on my left side, devils on my right side. It's a battle for my soul and I might ride. Do or die is the mode on my side. I don't know, I'm just looking on the bright side. Angels on my left side, devils on my right side. It's a battle for my soul and I might ride. Do or die is the mode on my side. I don't know, I'm just looking on the bright side, ayy.
Hey, Jimpy, great bikini. Boss, hello. Hey, bounce. Alright, hey, I'm feeling the kick. So I the one better the beat. Last one standing, me don't want me quick. My boy, you need my son, you weak. Let me take you to the center. Now my people tell me make you no venture. I be the rap professor. Only no go better than what doing so. I just see you people like cartoons. Come on, let me. I do. You figure say this with the part two. One for nana. No one let's take you. I bet you come on. I hold in the moment. Call me. Get full vim. I love my crew. I'm with Jimmy. That's why I dey go. I am a cakey. Me my mama be my dinner. La body. Everybody say I be the boss. So for me the boss. You
boss. You boss. You
GP the boss. You
boss. You
tell me the boss. You be nothing in my in your sound. You
boss.
They call me boss,
you boss,
GP the boss, you
boss,
tell me the boss, you be nothing in my inner sound,
you boss,
they call me boss,
you boss,
GP the boss,
you boss,
tell me the boss, you
Be nothing in my union sound cool. Alright, send me the ball to now my one strike. I didn't make Benabu. I'm coming to scatter the play. Oh shut on, I need me quick alu. You know go fish so me nothing. Rap non can in war, madamu. I'm a lemon get the tutu blema. I can me your dope. Yeah, be quaku. Benny what you see on the way go ba muji. Hey, name Jiba Ghana. I know you feeling my style. Kaaba hey, ka try love and Ebola. I'm in the game, come up for the way. Some people they pray, they picking go first. For me your ears, so Sunday brag. We know you be fake.
We know you be fake.
Why I go burn all the tutu from strapping mommy when me feel like a monopod. Ain't cannot rap the mommy can they be black. I'm a belenye esoros. Leviticus, they are benames. Impination with lad. Sizeless, I be the A. You know go fi be me. To see me, bubble the danger. Come up with E. I don't give a F. My rap, they taste like ginger. It's with and I made the head on Medusa. It's with my ganja. Great speaking, and the killer massacre. Hey, boy, tell me the boss to. Call me the boss to. GP the boss to. Tell me the boss to. Been happening in my union sound. They call me boss to. GP the boss to.
They say, when you do the same thing, expecting different results, you insane, yeah. Well, I guess that the all I'm brazy, baby. Some people claim to move a change,
yeah.
Am I insane to move a change,
yeah.
Well, maybe I'm brazy.
The more that I give, the more that they take. I'm solid, I will not break. If you wanna leave, then I'ma just rake. You wanna slice, and I want the kick. Claiming it real, I know that they fake. Running the clock like I'm in the race. I know that they mad, just look at their face. Foot on the gas, like what is the break? See, it's the huff and it hurts now. Took a straight 10 like a first time. Finally had a tip, I seen a turn around. Gotta let the game reimburse now. Am I insane? If I let the pain, I've been through the rain, and I won't complain. We ain't the same, we ain't the same. We ain't the same, no, we ain't the same.
Over disappointments, keep all them dog calls. Don't get your hopes up, putting faith in a nigga or no. Sure they bright and ain't nothing but diamonds and rose gold. Supposed to hurt you on purpose, nothing but low blows. And you know it, yeah, you do what you've always done. You get what you've always gotten. You wanna show a love, you know when they'll run. Showing the next to the dub, I don't understand your logic. But who am I to judge? Like I'm my own problem when you know me, yeah. Getting over years, turn it back, tell me got real. Then how the fuck I'm supposed to feel? You tell me you love me, that what it is. Old lady went ahead, baby, but my partner maybe the biggest pill. She's crazy, claiming still, think I'm making them for real. Treated these bitches like my brothers, whether or not they were with the gang. They turn around treating me like a stranger, they keep with them, I be insane. I know they constantly someone, somebody get praying for change. I'm just praying that somebody I know say the same. They say, when you do the same thing, expecting different results, you insane. Turn from them, yeah. See what they turn around and bite you. They kick a low, but don't even like you. Give me a pettish, wanna bite you. Or even worse, try to help and dice you. Man, it's braids, I swear it is. You can't even trust your own relatives. They show you they're loyal till you forgive them. Again and again, it's repetitive. You that make you done for the stretch, you know for the shit. Taking these sedatives, trying to forget all these transgressions. Promethazine with these anesthetics. See, back when I was an adolescent, all of them pistols in my possession. Warrant for murder, I'm on the run. Ducking the department, no correction. I kept it silent, my partner did not have no usher, but they had their own confession. Told them the dog with their own discretion. At one point, I went, I second guessed them. Can't just book off a first impression. You get your feeling hurt when you open up. In the words and good, it dogs a vision word. Let's learn. Hater had to go to prison first. The partner and now y'all would change your bracelet to save, but it's only getting worse. When you do the same thing, expecting different results, you insane. Well, I guess that all I'm crazy, baby. Some people claim to overchange. Am I insane to overthink? Well, maybe I'm crazy. When you do the same thing, expecting different results, you insane. Well, I guess that all I'm crazy, baby. Some people claim to overchange. Am I insane to overthink? Well, maybe I'm crazy.
Red, yeah. You know there's many that want the top of the dog, because I'm supported by the mob and they follow the call. I'm loved by the blows, but get by the laws. That's why they staring, why Karen gathered the probable cause. But I ain't going for it, nah, I'm way too important. I'm touring and exploring, come back when you got your warrant. And for your informant, I'm sorry, disappointed. He illegally searching, couldn't find that joint in my boy being. You on the payroll for giving out bids. It's my MO to get it how you live. Not as savage as my Uncle Bubba is, but sister kid, my mother, brother, auntie, daughter, neighbor, auntie always used to say, fuck them pigs. Yeah, that's all that I know. Getting money and ducking the 5-0. Whoop! I thought your job was to serve and protect. But it seems you wanna harm me, hope I'm not wearing the vest.
What?
The hood wants me blessed. Haters pray I fail the test. Applying me with bail and stress. Tell them go to hell and be blessed. Be blessed. And now you want a pimp in the stress. Goddamn, what's next? A sentence is arrest. Come on. When you see me on the block, hanging down, even though I make it pop, they call the cops.
Ooh-wee.
Would I be over-exaggerating if I told you they hate it? Now, baby, they call the cops.
What? Ooh-wee.
I'm just out here with my gang, and we tryna get paid. Even though we make a change, they call the cops.
Ooh-wee.
But you know what's strange? I've been out here for days. Even though I'm out the way, they call the cops.
Ooh-wee.
Oh,
I see y'all watching me all the time, and I see y'all hating that I'm gonna shine. Wow, you need to watch me, and I hope you copy it. See how I'm here getting mine, for real though. I'm not like Uncle Bubba, man, I get more savage than him. I swear to God, you don't wanna steal. Cause if you do, I got to be the principal, the one that carries your body, that's the seat.
R.I.P.
How many people want to play with me today? I swear to God, your name is gonna call the cops anyway. I gotta put you in ditches, cause I see the world is changing up and hella full of stitches. I'm watching what y'all talking about. Watch your name. It's still how I see rise from the south. Yeah, I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it, and I'll you feel, I'm just moving. Oh, I don't stop you when I see ya. But if I do, you think it's more of a felony than a misdemeanor. Now you see me as your op. So when I step in your face, you wanna call the cops.
911.
When you see me on the block, hanging down, even though I make it pop, they call the cops.
Ooh-wee.
Would I be over-exaggerating if I told you they hate it? Now, baby, they call the cops.
What?
I'm just out here with my gang, and we tryna get paid. Even though we make a change, they call the cops. But you know what's strange? I've been out here for days. Even though I'm out the way, they call the cops. When you see me on the block, hanging down, even though I make it pop, they call the cops. Would I be over-exaggerating if I told you they hate it? Now, baby, they call the cops. I'm just out here with my gang, and we tryna get paid. Even though we make a change, they call the cops. But you know what's strange? I've been out here for days. Even though I'm out the way, they call the cops.
Boy, I swear to God.
They call the cops. They call the cops.
Every song that has been submitted by GT Digital Diva Entertainment, man, will automatically into the rotation and will be heard on several different episodes and different shows that y'all tune into, man. So you're hearing it right now. Anything that GT Digital Diva Entertainment Dice, man, sends this way, we're going to put it directly in rotation, man, because we got so much respect for them, so so much love for him, man. And we're working on some more things to grow that even more. Big shout out to Dice. Big shout out to DT Digital, Deeper Entertainment. Everybody that was tuned in, man. Everybody that was tuned in for the show, man. On his behalf, on behalf of Running, and on behalf of Samo Nation, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time. Check the replay out anytime after the show, man, on all the platforms that we stream to and all the platforms that you can catch the show, man. It's been an amazing episode. I got to sit down, man, because I got to think about a lot of the information that went on. Till next time, man, y'all remember, keep it just.